I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. A former NFL star puts on funny shoes and tries to bowl over the opposition in the fast lane. But first, live from Los Angeles, it's Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
It was no surprise that David Ortiz of the Red Sox was named the World Series MVP. He hit .688 during the series, and his average went down as a result of the sixth game. Does that automatically make him the right choice?
Well, yeah, I mean, unless you could prove that one of the other Red Sox sort of, you know, bribed the St. Louis Cardinals to lose the World Series, there's no way David Ortiz wasn't the most valuable player.
Were you surprised at the number of people tweeting and otherwise opining that Big Papi, aged 37, must be using performance-enhancing drugs to have hit so well at his age?
Sadly, I'm not surprised, no. But if you've got the gun, produce it. If you've got the proof, bring it to me and show it to me. If you don't accuse people of committing crimes.
Meanwhile, the team that came within two wins of a World Series championship is facing considerable offseason challenges. Four members of the St. Louis Cardinals filed for free agency on Thursday, including switch hitter Carlos Beltran. What, was the National League pennant not enough for these guys?
Well, Beltran always was a rental, and of course the Red Sox have their own problems in that regard too, with Jacoby Ellsbury and Mike Napoli, some of the people they signed to one-year deals.
There is a legal standard that protects sports teams from being sued over fan injuries caused by events on the field, but now the Missouri Supreme Court is considering whether that rule also applies to actions of team mascots. Back in 2009, a fan was injured in the eye by a hot dog thrown by Slugger, the Kansas City Royals mascot. The fan had two surgeries. His vision was affected. So, what say you, Justice Charlie?
Well, I think, number one, I hope that the victim here does win his lawsuit, and I hope one of the conditions of the settlement of the lawsuit is that all baseball teams have to get rid of mascots.
That sounds like a good idea.
Or at least sausage races.
The opening of the NBA season this week gave the New Orleans Pelicans the opportunity to trot out their new mascot. He is Pierre the Pelican, so will all the little children love Pierre?
No, they will hate Pierre because Pierre looks like a critter from an old Japanese horror movie. This is the most singularly scary mascot I've ever seen. I don't know who dreamed this thing up.
Hours before his team lost their home opener to the Houston Rockets, Charlotte Bobcats owner Michael Jordan promised that the team would not intentionally lose games in order to get a high pick in next year's draft. Jordan said other teams might have done it, but, quote, it's not something we would do. So that's settled, but I wonder, should Jordan and the Bobcats maybe reconsider?
Well, I don't know, but I think there are two ways of interpreting what Michael Jordan said. Number one is that the team is going to play this year with great integrity, and number two is the team's going to play this year and be really bad.
We
don't have to lose on purpose.
That's right. We're not doing this on purpose, no matter
Absolutely.
What it might
we're
look
playing.
Like.
We're stinking as hard as we can.
In August, Charlie, Jared Sullinger of the Boston Celtics was arrested for his role in an alleged domestic violence incident. This week, the charges were dropped, at which point the Celtics suspended Sullinger for one game. Is one game a ridiculously short suspension given the charges, or should there have been no suspension since the charges were dropped?
Well, it's an interesting question, and without knowing any of the details of why the charges were dropped and why the woman in question determined to drop them, I would say that, you know, one game seems a little bit light in retrospect, but I certainly don't think any more than three would be warranted if there's no criminal charge pending. A simple arrest leaves, you know, celebrity safari open for every local cop.
Charlie, Semyon Varlamov, goalkeeper for the Colorado Avalanche, was arrested on Wednesday night in connection with alleged domestic violence. His accuser says this is the fifth time that he's beaten her up. And now a senior Russian parliamentarian claims it's all a plot, an act of sabotage to keep Russia from winning the gold medal in Sochi. That last bit seems extremely unlikely.
Well, I'll tell you, though, I had been missing the Cold War a great deal, so it's nice to have the paranoia back again. Besides, if the Russians need this guy to win the gold medal in Sochi, then they're in more trouble than they think they do. This guy sounds like a real piece of work. With any luck, his cell in Colorado will have cable.
Recently retired NFL safety Hamza Abdullah went on what you sometimes call the Twitter machine this week, Charlie. And among the other things he tweeted, bleep you, NFL, for denying players their benefits and making us go through all these bleeping hoops. And every player should get a psych eval and full physical upon leaving the game. That latter tweet actually sounds like a good idea, no?
Well, actually, all the tweets sound like a good idea, and I agree with every one of them, including the bleeping parts.
Ha ha ha. Finally, Charlie, in order to celebrate Halloween, New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, that fun-loving madcap rascal, dressed up as a pirate, complete with eye patch and cutlass, a real step up from his usual cut-off hoodie, wouldn't you say?
Arrgh, no comment. Arrgh.
He's smiling in the picture. How do you suppose that...
No comment. Arrgh. I'm smiling, too. Square the main brace, Squire Trelawney. It's just my team now.
You can find the sports writing of Pegleg Charlie Pierce at Grantland. In days of old, you could find him in Boston, but he's been on the road for weeks now. Will you be back soon?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Yo, ho, yo, ho. I'm gonna go.